Hello and welcome back to episode 13 of the Shine Solutions cast. Quick note about how we run this show. This is a daily or semi-daily podcast. Try to turn this into a blog form and post this out. And this is a way for us to connect with our audience and our clients and our future clients. So Shine Solutions right now is a tech and business. We do advisement. We'll build websites for you. We want to get business owners targeting Orlando region right now. We want to get business owners online. We want to get them digital marketing. We want to bring them more customers. We want to identify the main drivers of their business and to help them change management. That's a specialty that I have many years doing in the corporate environment. And so doing organizational change management to get everyone on board. And there's many ways to do this. And so a brand new tech startup company, I say we're a tech startup, in Orlando, getting people on their own website is a form of technology. So, I mean, this is nothing extremely fancy, but my technical background is not super extensive. I don't have any official degrees or anything, but I can code websites, HTML, JavaScript. I'm learning PHP right now. So that's what I spend time doing. And then also reading lots of business books, entrepreneur books, trying to get this company to find the right kind of clients and really target those clients and then sell our services to them. So you can check this all out on the website. But for today's episode, we're going to talk about, this comes from insights I got from See, Solve, Scale. This is a book by Danny Warshaw. For free, got it at the library. You can go find your copy online or wherever books are sold. Talks about you have to make your customers, you have to meet them at their needs. Last episode, we talked about finding your customers' unmet needs. And so expanding upon that, these needs need to be strong and enduring. And then you need to be able to describe the benefits to those customers. These are overt. They must be credible. They must be dramatically different, like these benefits that we're offering. The example in the book was given about, like, if you're trying to sell a Macintosh laptop, you don't necessarily sell on the feature of it. You sell on the benefit that the photographer will be able to utilize the Apple software and desktop seamlessly and be more productive in their work. And so that's what you're selling on. So the needs and the benefits. The why is the benefits, and then the who your product or service will benefit. What it is transforms into what it could be. So this is part of that pitch that you want to, you know, this is all part of the sales tactic. This is part of communicating to your clients describe what their current situation is, and then describe what it could be. And that's your sales point. That's the seeing part and a little bit into the solving part. The scaling part comes later, and that's the title of the book. Your purpose is in the middle of what you love to do, your strength and your skills, and then a need in the world. And then talks about Ikigai. There are four components on the outside: what you love to do, the world's needs, what you can get paid to do, and then what you're good at. What you love to do and what you're good at, in between those two is passion. What you love to do and what the world needs, that's your mission. What the world needs and what they'll pay you to do is a vocation. What you're good at and what they'll pay you to do, that's a profession. And in the middle of all of these, in the middle of passion, mission, vocation, and profession, is Ikigai. This is that daily reminder. Probably many listeners out there have heard of these concepts. I have come across almost all these concepts before, but in 2025, it's good to, I'm noticing a pattern in my own digital media consumption that I tend to stick with the quality people, the people that are credible, and just try to seek those out over and over and over again. Even if they have the same advice, it's good to hear it again and again and again. So, you know, I went to business school. I read all the books then. I took an entrepreneurship specialty branch of that MBA program of doing a daily podcast, learning something every day with the amount of hours I have to dedicate to endeavors like this. I have a long-term vision. I believe that the mission of this company is to build up Orlando better and to serve our clients. And finding those clients and hearing their needs, even if it's not something they tell you overtly, it's kind of identifying, quote unquote, looking under the hood of any business, you can find things that could run slightly better. And what we're selling is solutions for those things. But this book is definitely providing a different perspective on that whole process. But you just take all the information in and try to take all the good and keep that moving forward. And so I think daily podcasts like this are helpful. It helps me to have a platform to explain all these thoughts and ideas. And if it's helpful to me and to us, it could be helpful to other people, other like-minded people out there. So thank you for listening today. I will catch you on future episodes. Goodbye for now.